This is RSBNB Update, episode 163, recorded Thursday, July 31st, 2008. IKEA of RuneScape. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update coming at you right now. Hopefully you got a nice little drink to cool yourself off, because as we all know, it can get very hot.
It's been very hot here recently.
Hemisphere in the early days of August and late days of July. So,
hot, sweaty.
How hot?
The other day when I was driving along, the thermometer in the car said 33. I think that was slightly off. It was probably late 20s. Here last weekend.
So you coped okay?
Yeah, it was fine. Got a bit hot, you know. But English people are naturally adapted to cold, wet weather. So when it's hot, it's like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. But cold? What's cold? Like, define cold.
Cold is the opposite of hot.
Well, not yeah, obviously. But what's the
future? You said define cold, so I did.
Like minus 30? That's cold for me.
No, cold here would probably be under 10. Seriously.
All you guys in the temperate regions are never gonna, you're gonna die if there's another ice age, you know?
So are you.
No, we're adapted to it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, so Brad couldn't do the show last week because he was sleeping. And you didn't want to
get
up.
I didn't want to get up that late. It was a stupid time, and I was not going to be cajoled into recording at your time.
That's too
so,
bad.
So yeah, go away. Go away. I'm not doing it, Shane. I stand defiant.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. Anyways, we should get going, hey? Spirit of Summer, which is apparently something in World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but I don't want to go into that. It's some seasonal event in World of Warcraft as well.
Well, this is referring to a girl, the girl's spirit. The girl is named Summer.
Did she die?
Yes, a long time ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't die because she's not real.
But it's a spirit.
She's kind of died. Yeah, okay. Is it a spirit?
Yeah, it is a spirit, actually. You go into like you go to a spirit world.
So we've established it is a spirit.
Yes, it is. And you go into a spirit world to do most of the quest, which is runs parallel to the wilderness.
Okay.
Anyways, it requires 19 summoning, 26 farming, 35 prayer, 40 construction. The restless ghost also for your ghost speak amulet, and they say the ability to survive in the wilderness.
Pretty low requirements, then.
Yeah, they are. A reverend orc almost got me, though.
Wow.
Yeah. But I ran away, and it turned on Mike instead.
Wow, that was nice of you.
I didn't mean it to do that, you know?
If I was Mike, I'd stay away from you. You just tried to get him killed.
No. Anyways, basically, RuneScape describes this quest as the ghost of a small girl has appeared in the farm ruins in the wilderness. There seems to be something she wants, but she is too weak to communicate properly. Can you figure out what needs to be done? Would you do this quest if you read this description?
The description doesn't entice me. The low requirements don't entice me either, but I don't know. I mean, how bad can it be? Famous last words of a RuneScape player.
It wasn't
how
that bad. Basically, what happens is, first of all, you go to the ruins that are east of Clan Wars. And then in there you see that the spirit is having problems, and then once you walk in you end up being swept away to the spirit world. You have to do some mimicry, like you talk to this guy and he'll do an emote, right? And then there will be two people in the background that will also do that emote. Then you got to do what the other person says to carry on a conversation like they're having.
I see.
And you need to do this because the spirit is encased in an energy field of rings, so you have to do that to get the rings to disappear. So for each time you successfully hit one of the emotes, a ring comes off, and if you mess up, the rings come back on, all three of them. or four or five. I'm not sure how many there were, but so that's what you have to do to start talking to her, and then you can talk in sort of controlled bursts. Then after that, you end up at the farm, and you have to do a whole bunch of tasks, like give her food and water, you know?
Okay.
But what's interesting to do this, to give her food and water, you're in the real world, right?
Yeah,
and if you
and
fill
she's
your,
in the spirit world.
Exactly, and if you empty the barrel of water in the real world, that will make the barrel of water fill up in the spirit world.
So it's the opposite.
Yes, and if you take the food off the food from the real world, the mushrooms that you have to that she eats, if you take those out of the real world, they'll appear in the spirit world for her to eat.
So it's a big game of opposites.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you need to grow a limpwort plant because her doll, which is actually her face, is stuck under the under this huge limpwort plant in the spirit world. And is with the opposites, like, you know, the opposite theme we got going here?
Yeah.
With that going, if you grow the limpwort in the real world, the limpwort will disappear in the spirit world, making her able to get her face, and then voila, she can talk again.
Okay.
But it's not over yet.
Wow.
No, it's not. That actually takes the longest, getting the letting the spirit or the limpwort grow. But anyways, that's okay if you're a farmer, because it doesn't take that long. Anyways, after that, you have to get a skull and five bones to activate these discs in the spirit world. So you use them on this little, I don't know what I'd call it, some sort of thing in the ground, like a what's it called? Something that comes out of the ground just slightly, you know?
Something that comes out of the ground just slightly.
Yeah.
That's a very ambiguous description, Shane.
I know. It's hard to describe. It's like a circle, and then you put the skull at the top, then five bones around, and then it activates these discs in the spirit world that will let you trap the beast.
Right. Sounds like some hippie shit to me.
No, it's not, actually. The thing is a level 717 monster that you need to defeat.
I bet like all of RuneScape monsters, it's like really, really easy to kill at level 10.
No. It actually hurts up to upwards between 8 and 15 if you walk close to it.
Oh my god, 8 and 15.
But anyways, to kill it, or trap it at least, what you have to do is you have to, one of three summoning familiars, basically what you do is, the first one is a spirit wolf, so you need to summon a spirit wolf to lure it onto this disc, and then when both the beast and your spirit wolf are on the disc, you gotta dismiss the spirit wolf, and that will hurt it severely. Then you gotta repeat the process for the desert worm and spirit scorpion. That can be rather tedious if you're doing it late at night, so best to bring quite a few pouches. And then finally, that's it for the quest, and as always, rather than closing up storylines, Jagex has opened up another storyline here, saying is that you'll be needed in the future, and there's extra dungeons that you can't go into. So, it's safe to say we'll be doing...
Doesn't sound like that much of an enticing storyline, though.
No, it's not. It all just started by somebody who's wandering around the wilderness, you know, like a spirit, so... I don't know. It wasn't that amazing. I'm going to give it a 4, actually, based on the rewards. Because the main rewards are 1 quest point, 7,500 construction XP, 5,000 prayer XP, 2,000 farming XP, and 1,000 summoning XP. And you also get this ring that allows you to enter the spirit world and leave the spirit world at will, using a portal in the wilderness.
Okay.
But there are also a few other portals, 3 of them that you can use. For instance, the one at the Forgotten Cemetery will give you 10,000 prayer XP when you enter it. The one at the farm will give you 10,000 farming XP, and the one at the axe hut will give you 7,500 attack XP when you use it. So 10,000 farming and prayer XP is pretty good for this reward. There's also what we call a cursed magic tree, where if you chop it down in the spirit world, it will appear in the real world and vice versa, so you can travel back and forth quickly, and it gives lots of magic XP to get these magic logs quickly, like 275, I think, somewhere in that ballpark. But the bad part is, of course, there's no bank. So you're kind of stuck with that. So yeah, that's a quest.
Doesn't sound like much of a quest to me.
No, But we had a great laugh after this quest, Mike and me. You want to know why?
Whatever. Did you kill Mike?
No. RuneScape now has goth leprechauns.
RuneScape has got leprechauns?
Goth.
Goth leprechauns. Where?
Yeah, look at that picture I sent on RuneWire. See? It's all black and stuff.
Sorry, it's taking ages to load because RuneWire is shit. But anyway, goth leprechaun. Wow. That really it? Wow.
So, yeah, goth leprechauns. That's just kind of funny, don't you think, being as it's in the wilderness and all?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. It's another attempt at JX humor, which worked for me. I don't know about you, but... Did it work for you?
Sort of. Kind of funny. I don't know.
When I was going through rants last night for the show, there was this guy who was complaining that they were stereotyping goths.
I see, yes.
Okay. But I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I know. You were speaking shit, and it wasn't interesting, so I
just... Oh, really? Well, that's nice to know. Anyway, so... Goth leprechauns are in. Maybe standard leprechauns are leaving. I don't know. I always have a good laugh about the leprechauns, what they do with them. Have you ever had a talk with a leprechaun?
No, I have never talked to a leprechaun in my life.
It's rather interesting. Anyways, that's beside the point.
I bet they're drunks, aren't they?
No. No, they're not. I don't think Jagex would do that.
Of course they would.
Why?
Because... You know, Jagex endorse alcohol abuse. Everybody knows that.
Anyways, moving on. Item lending, or borrowing, as they called it. Some changes. Yeah, they basically said this week that they had not expected item lending to be used as borrowing. So,
yeah,
they tweaked that a bit in the following way. For instance, now you have to use the trade menu instead of using the item on the person, you know, because they said using it on the person is dangerous. I don't know how, but apparently it's dangerous. Also, they said traders can now pay or lend in return, so I don't know, they basically integrated it within the trading system now, which actually makes more sense, and it's a good thing, you know? So... I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it seems to make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. You want to do the bug bag first or the Christmas results?
Let's do the bug bag first.
Okay. So they said they've been fixing up a few graphical glitches still in the HD version. They didn't say what, but we can hope that they actually did fix them. So... They still have to fix that macOS thing with the title bar at the top, which is rather annoying, seeing as their fix does not work. Basically, they say to use a lower resolution, but yeah, that does nothing. Anyways, next one, there's now a withdraw all but one option in the bank, so you can right-click on an item and choose withdraw all but one. I don't know, I find
that's useful.
Yeah, it is, actually, because that way it makes it so your placeholders can stay in
place.
Yep,
placeholders.
Yes. Also, they increased the bank scroll bar speed. So it was a bit slow before. You can also retrieve lent items from wandering bankers such as at Bounty Hunter and Clan Wars. Or no, just Bounty Hunter. There's not one at Clan Wars. And finally, another Bounty Hunter thing. The summoning cape was not allowed in Bounty Hunter for some odd reason. And summoning's been out since, January?
That's a really weird bug.
6 months. Yeah.
Why would anyone want to wear that in Bounty Hunter, though?
Because people wear skill capes for their bonuses.
Oh, yes, obviously. But yeah. I don't really see why it would be a great advantage, but whatever.
Because all, all the other skill capes can be worn in, but summoning couldn't.
Okay, yeah, I just don't see why people would, is my point.
Okay.
But whatever.
Finally, when playing in full screen version, you can hide the chat box.
That's useful.
Yeah, so that's actually good. Remember I said that they should do that? I guess they listened to us. Maybe they listened to the show.
No, of course they don't. If they did, I'd be banned by now. That's
why,
one simple fact.
Why? What'd you ever do?
Because I slag off Gower a lot.
Oh, right. Okay. Christmas poll results. The Christmas event winner is, with drumroll please, Brad? Jack Frost has an evil plan. Can you get to him before he covers the whole of RuneScape with ice?
Oh, that was gay.
You'll need a cool head to foil Jack Frost's Sub-Zero plans for Gilinor this Christmas.
Boring.
Christmas format. A quest is the popular format. So expect to do some adventuring.
That's probably the best format.
Christmas rewards. It's been a close race for the top three rewards option. The winner is a Santa suit. So if you successfully complete the Christmas quest, you'll be awarded with a cozy costume to warm you up. Yes! Did you see what Santa hats did after this poll?
No.
They shot up to like 18 mil.
Wow. That's weird. I bet you're happy, aren't you?
No, because I only have one left, and that one's not for sale.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
Yeah, sure I do.
Oh, it's funny, though. Just because we're on the subject of Santa hats, I would like to bring up again, once again, the fact that I was right, and I told Shane to sell his Santa hats when they were 30 million, but he was agreed, and he decided he wanted to hold on to them. In the hope the price would go up even more. But the price did not go up even more. It plummeted. Which proved Bradley is always right. Next question.
Next question, what?
Next question, what?
Sorry, no. We're doing a poll. There are no questions.
There is no questions.
Oh, the Christmas abode, they say it's an even closer race. It says what's clear is the mass majority of want to see your character become a little more than frosty. The winner has been to turn into snow and melt. Oh, that's funny, eh? Here, look at the graph for the Santa hat.
The daily average has gone down, though, over the last 2 days.
It's already started to go down.
So it peaked up at almost 19... over 19 million.
Yeah.
But yes,
okay.
But over the last 30 days, it has gone up 32%, but 7 days it's gone down.
Mm-hmm. And we also got a new wallpaper this week of the Barrows Brothers. You going to use this one?
No, I said I would never use RuneScape wallpaper, and I stick by it.
Oh, it looks neat, though. Look at it. Look at it right here.
Does it have the RuneScape watermark?
Yes.
Then I'm like, it doesn't look that neat.
But just look at him. Which one? Let's go through this.
Verak. No. Caril, Verak, Guthan, Darok, Torag, and Arim from left to right.
Okay.
No, I don't like the color. I think it looks too green. I thought it would be like a sort of grungier green.
Yeah, it should have been.
The color is too bright. It's darker. It should be more of a browny green. They got the color wrong.
Okay, let's go through this here. Jeff is the first one on the left, Carl.
Yes.
You're Verak.
Why is Jeff Carl?
I don't know. You're Verak.
Well, No, I'm not Verak. I don't want to be the guy with the stupid shoulder. It looks queer. I want to be the guy with a huge axe.
Okay, you can be Darok. Mike can be Verak.
No, I don't think Mike would be modest enough to wear that. Mike should be Guthan. Creepy can be Barat.
No.
Too bad you can't.
I'll be Arim then.
Okay, fine. Who's Torag?
Trekkie?
Okay, Warren.
Who are we missing? So Jeff is Carl. Creepy is
Lots
Verak.
Of them.
You're
there
Guthan.
Are more than six people on the staff.
Mike's
no,
Darok.
I'm Darok. Mike is Guthan. God, this is confusing.
And who's Torag?
Trekkie, Warren, you said.
Oh, Warren.
You said Warren.
Now, who's Arim?
Good. That's you.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Jesus Christ. It's like trying to teach algebra to a 5-year-old.
But the colors are a bit off. They're not that color in game.
No, they should be a darker green. Darker green. It doesn't look good.
I like the flail, though. Look at it.
Yeah, the weapons look okay, but especially Arim's hood. Arim's hood, I don't know, it doesn't look right. The colors don't look right.
Look at his hand as well.
Who? Arim.
Looks like a witch's hand, you know? And he's not wearing any socks.
Wow, Arim has no socks.
Are you wearing socks right now?
Yes.
Good boy.
Shut up.
Anyways, so, yeah, take your own takes on who's who, but Creepy is Varak. Jeff is Carl.
I'm going to get this all wrong again,
Mike is Guthan. Brad is Darok. Warren is Torag. And I am Aram.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So
I can't believe we took so long to go through that. That was shocking. Anyway.
Dress up like that for Halloween and take a picture. No?
Okay.
I also have a question. You know the flail thing?
Yeah.
What would that be called if you swing it around your head and then let it go? But it's still that same kind of ball and chain thing.
It's a mace, isn't it?
No. Like if you swing it around your head, then let it go at the person.
Yeah.
That's a mace?
I have no idea. I think it's a mace. I don't know.
No, because a mace you hold in your hand, you know?
No idea, Shane. I'm sorry. I'm not a medieval weapons expert.
Too bad. Anyways, yes, that's it for RuneScape updates. On to some listener questions, a few of them. You want to take the first one?
Okay, I'll take the first one. I've met a few friends on RuneScape that wouldn't have started speaking to me if I met them in person because of my rainbow mohawk. Wow. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. Do you think you guys would have become friends if you met each other in person rather than over the internet? And that question is from Sharon. Wow, a female
probably.
Listener.
Probably.
A female. No, Shane wouldn't like me because of my hair. Because I have long hair.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, he wouldn't see. If he saw me in real life before knowing me, he would like, who the hell's that freak, you know?
But she had short hair when they met, when you were like 14.
Yeah, if you made friends with me when I was 14, that would make you a bit of a pedophile.
Why?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we would, because I tend to be quite antisocial.
Me
to
too.
To people I meet in real life.
Me too.
There's a chance we wouldn't have been friends.
Who knows? You know? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't think so, though. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think most of the people I'm friends with online I would have become friends with if I met them in real life.
Okay. I don't know. I'd say maybe, because typically people online are like the people I know in real life to a certain extent, like the ones I talk to lots, you know? Like you, a few other people, you know what I mean? So, I'd say maybe. It's not a definite yes or no for me, but anyways, interesting question. Oh, and if you really do have a pink and rainbow mohawk, take a picture of it and post it on the forums.
What a weird thing to say to someone.
Why? They said they have a rainbow mohawk, so let's see it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Did you get Sharon Stone?
Probably not.
No, Sharon Stone doesn't have a rainbow mohawk, does she? Damn it, I should have thought about that one.
No.
Anyway, next question. Dude, Sharon Stone's a shit actress anyway. Next question.
Who? I don't even know who she is.
Forget it, move on.
Do you drink the supposed 68 cups of water you're supposed to drink every day from Blue Brissinger?
I drink quite a lot of water. Water's pretty much the only thing I drink at home. I'd probably say I get somewhere close to it. Yeah, I wouldn't say I hit... Actually, I think I would hit 6 every day. I think I did. Would.
I don't know. I'm probably somewhere in the range of 4 to 6. I'm not sure. Somewhere in that range, you know? You remember that clip from ages ago when you had the huge water cooler thing? You drunk an entire jug on the mic?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do that again? Or do you still have that water cooler?
Oh, I remember when I... Oh, that was so long ago. I don't know. I don't necessarily like making a dick out of myself. I remember that.
Basically, we were on MSN using the sound clip thing back in the day.
It was back in the day when when we used to have staff convos.
Yeah, and that's when Sally used to be around.
and that Chris and Dan.
Back
the good old days before everybody turned psycho. And I mean everybody.
And then Brad one day. Okay, you explain.
I don't know. It wasn't completely out of the blue. We were talking about something related, and then I recorded a voice clip of myself drinking this big bottle of water really fast. And so this voice clip, you just hear me go, gulp, 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 like gulping water down. Oh, the good old days. I miss those days. I miss those days.
Yeah, then there was that one when Jeff was new, and you were like, is your mic really that... Were you doing that with some sort of effect?
Who did I say that to?
Jeff, because his microphone was weird.
It sounds like the sort of mean thing I would say.
And you were like, "Ooh, I swore," in like a voice, you know, like a higher pitched voice.
That's a classic moment.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Back in the old times.
Yeah. Anyways, we can't do that now because my MSN doesn't support sound clips, and
Shane had to be a Judas and move to Max. Max the horrible. Max the horrible. Max the horrible. Shane, please don't laugh. It does sound like you're dying very slowly.
Oh.
That's what you sound
that
like.
That sounds like a dog when you do that.
That's what you sound like.
Sounds like a dog.
That's what you sound like.
Anyways, moving on. Next one.
Next question. What are your favorite movies of all time? Mine would have to be Lord of the Rings. Shut up. It's a great movie. No, it's not. Shit. What's your favorite genre of movie as well? That question is from Total Plocks. Shane can answer this first.
Oh. As you know, the Star Trek series goes without saying. That's a staple.
Okay,
you know?
That's
a staple. But my favorite movies besides that, I don't know. One movie, just action-based ones, you know, like Speed, the Die Hard series, the Bourne series, those kind of movies, you know? The ones that kind of have a twist to them, maybe under action-based, or just have action all the way through.
Did you actually give a name?
I did. The Bourne movies or the Die Hard series, those kind of ones.
No, you've got to give one definitive answer. What is your favorite movie?
Well, I don't have a favorite movie.
You're boring then. What's your favorite movie?
I just like that kind of, like a whole bunch of them. Like, if I had to pick one, I wouldn't know what to pick.
Okay, be boring. My favorite, I'd say I'm probably between two at the moment. That's The Dark Knight, which is the new Batman movie, which I saw earlier this week, which is very good.
Like,
go to see
kind.
If you have. Sorry?
I don't like those kinds that are based on like comic
Why not?
Books and stuff.
It's I don't like comic books, and I'm not a big Batman fan, but it was a good film. And there was a film out last year, which is probably my other favorite one, which is called No Country for Old Men. The one
that's
for us.
That's an interesting title.
Yeah. Upon hearing it, you may think that it's about somebody who establishes their own country and decides that old people aren't allowed to live there, but it isn't.
What's it about?
Oh, it's about this guy who lives out in the southern United States in Texas, who's hunting antelope one day out in the desert, and he comes across all these vehicles where all these people have been, you know, shot, and it's like a drug deal gone wrong, and they've all killed each other, and he manages to find the money. And he makes off with this, you know, hundreds of thousands of, I think might be, it doesn't specify an amount, but lots and lots of money in this suitcase. And he tries to escape with it. And basically there's this assassin hired by one of the drug people, tries to track him down. And it's a very good film.
That's interesting.
And the assassin's like this really psychotic, crazy guy who's...
Like you?
He kills... Yeah, a bit like me. No, nothing like me. He has this bolt gun that he uses to blow open doors and kill people and stuff like that. It's very good. It's also a book. I'm going to take the book with me when I go on holiday in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you're going again?
Yeah, I'm going again, this time with family.
Oh, you and your dad?
To England then. And my cousins and my grandparents.
Oh,
yay.
That sounds fun.
Yay, real fun, real fun.
Where are you going?
Devon.
Which is?
Southern England, southwest, even more southwest than I am at the moment.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Also, are you going to miss any shows?
I'll be missing one.
Oh. Oh well. Anyways, so I just can't put my name on a favorite movie. You know,
I just can't put my name on a favorite movie.
If I had to pick one, it would be the Bourne series. The first one or the third one? Probably the first one, I'd say.
Okay, so we got a lot of out of that question. You read the next one.
And also, two movies I've seen recently that were good were Jumper.
And 21.
Yeah.
You were telling me about it the other day.
Yeah, both those were pretty good. So 21 has a nice twist at the end, you know?
But that's funny, because in the whole game of blackjack, you say twist.
Oh, twist. Really? They didn't say that in the show.
It's twist or hit me.
It's hit me.
I've heard people. I always thought it was hit me, but some people say twist. Hmm. Oh, never mind.
Hit me.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. That's an old song here, back from the 1978. It was released.
Oh, so you're really that old then?
No, I'm not. I just know the song. Ian Jury and the Blockheads, Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. Look it up. Anyway, next question.
What is the most worthwhile quest you've ever completed? Currently, I'd say Throne of Miscellanea is the most worthwhile quest I've ever completed, just due to the fact it makes me money without having to do anything. Then again, Priest in Peril unlocks the Canifus Area Barrow Slayer Tower, so that might be just be that secret number one from PFK99s. Nuff.
The one that gives you... The one that gives you access to Herblore.
Druidic Ritual?
Yes.
That's your favorite quest.
The most worthwhile. Because without that one, you couldn't have the Herblore skill. You could say the same for the Rune Crafting quest.
Rune Mysteries. Also, Wolf Whistle for summoning.
If it wasn't that for that question, you wouldn't have 99 Herblore?
That's a good point. And how come you weren't at my Herblore party?
Because I was away, remember?
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. Even if I was here, I probably wouldn't have come.
As for me, most worthwhile? Oh. Yeah, maybe Throne of Miscellanea are those three that you mentioned.
It's difficult to say just one.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's a whole basket of those kind of quests that are worthwhile in the end, you know?
A quest basket.
Ooh, that's interesting. A quest basket.
It sounds like something you get at like a complimentary dinner. Here's your free quest basket. I don't want a quest basket, is it? But never mind.
What'd you call it? Basket?
I couldn't say it. I messed up my whatever.
Your words?
My word.
No, your linguistics ability.
My linguistics, yes. Yes.
Desert Treasure was also worthwhile. Lunar
what?
Diplomacy.
See, now we're just making the list bigger and bigger.
Lunar Spellbook.
Why is that so worthwhile?
Astral Runes.
Why is that so worthwhile?
You can group teleport to places, and it also provides a quick teleport to the Orania Runecrafting Altar.
No, I still say Druidic Ritual.
Okay. What about Wolf Whistle?
No, that was a rubbish skill.
But yeah, that's just so interesting that if you put a spin on quests like this, you view them in a whole different way rather than just based on rewards, you know?
Yeah, as to what they give you access to.
Yeah.
I guess, though, in essence, that is part of the reward.
Well, then you could also add Lost City to that list.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're just going to be never-ending with these quests, aren't we?
So, in the point of at the end of the day, quests are useful.
Quests are useful.
Yeah.
Quests are useful.
Exactly. I don't know. Are we done with this one? Because we can continue rambling off quest names until we die, but...
Yeah, I would rather spend my life doing other unfulfilling things.
So Druidic Ritual, then. We'll just go with that.
Druidic Ritual.
And the last question...
Last question is, if you needed some web app, would you code your own, look for an open source one, or try a hosted one first? That question is from Ben. My answer is none of the above. I don't think I'd ever need a web app.
But you use WordPress.
Whatever. It's only I don't know. I can't be bothered to answer this question. I would just go to Shane.
And I would tell you what you need, right?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what I do in this case is, first of all, I look around for things that are already pre-existing. Wiki software, blog software. I typically stay away from hosted ones like Tumblr and whatnot. Tumblr, Vox, those kind of blogs.
Didn't you used to have a Tumblr?
I used it for a few days, then I stopped using it.
Oh, right.
I don't like the hosted ones because you don't have the content on your own server. So you're really at the mercy of the server company that's doing the hosting to see whether or not it's still alive or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do hosted ones. But open source, closed source, I don't know. Most web things are open source to a degree. Otherwise, if it was closed source, you'd have to pay for it. So open source, install yourself probably. Like, for instance, rather than writing our own engine for the newspaper and update site, we just use WordPress because WordPress is so versatile that you can basically skin it to look like whatever you want. And then after that, add in a few custom fields and there you go. You got a podcast website.
Yeah.
Newspaper website. So that's why we use WordPress there.
Versatility.
Say again?
Versatility.
Yes. Basically, what I do is if it's around, I'll use something that can do it. But most of the time, if it's like for mainstream things like the WordPress or Informer site, I might end up coding my own. But if WordPress can do it with a few modifications, that's just a better way to go. But as for own web apps, rather than like designing something from scratch, that's the best way to go. Because let's face it, most web apps that do simple things like blogging that are not coded by WordPress and other blogs tend to have a huge amount of overhead. And really, if you're just using something simple like Pull Engine that uses three files, why not make your own that can do something else? You know what I mean? And if you know what you can do and what's in it, I just prefer to make my own.
Yeah.
It's like this. That's like the same thing where that went on with the early planning of RuneWire 2. Basically, our two choices were to either work with the existing code base and make modifications to it, start completely fresh using a framework such as the Zend engine or CodeIgniter or CakePHP, something like that. And the third option that we went with was for me to make our own framework, which isn't that hard because I've done it before, made frameworks, so. We just went with that because it gives us more flexibility. And you know what's in it, and you're not dealing with a 4 megabyte PHP application thing called CodeIgniter that actually uses lots of resources and rather than just doing to the point what you want it to do. So, I don't know. I felt sort of long-winded with that. I think I might put you to sleep.
Yes, that was very long-winded. I want to kill myself.
Do you want to talk about the quality of the questions we had this week?
Quality of the questions was very poor this week.
Yeah,
a lot
basically
of,
we only...
Shane can rant about this because I'm not really that annoyed by it. He is.
There's a whole topic of 17 posts for this week's questions topic, but in reality only these ones you just heard, 5 of them were actually decent. Like, we don't want questions, what would you do, what did you have for breakfast? We don't want those kind of questions. We're going to put together a frequently asked questions page that actually has these kind of questions on the answer. We want ones that aren't one-word answers, you know what I mean? Or ones that haven't been done in previous episodes. But, so just try and think of that next week when you're posting your questions. Also, audio questions, please. We want to have audio questions. Anything can come to an audio question. Just email it to questions@rsbnb.com. If you want your question to get on with 100%, just make sure with 100% accuracy, just make sure it's recorded as an audio question. That's a WAV or MP3. That's definitely under 30 seconds. And just make sure we can understand you, because basically any audio question will get put on the show, providing it's not too outrageous. Right, Brad?
Yeah, like questioning Shane's sexuality. He doesn't like that at all.
Yeah, that's right. Or certain ex-staff members.
Certain ex-staff members. On to tech news.
The Mojave experiment. We talked about this last week. Microsoft rounded up a bunch of people, showing them a new operating system called Mojave, but it was really Windows Vista. And now we can see the results of this at MojaveExperiment.com. It's going to load quickly with some, like a sand kind of thing. It's rather interesting that they actually made this work in Firefox. But anyways, yes. They interviewed quite a few people.
So it's just okay. An informal discussion. I'll be asking some questions and just answer them as honestly as you can.
That's hard to hear.
Yeah, basically you can see it for yourself at the Mojave at MojaveExperiment.com. And this is their sort of response to the Get a Mac ad, you know? Showing off that Windows Vista isn't shitty. But
yes, power to them.
But the question is, like, why didn't this come out in January 2006 when Vista came out?
Because they were waiting for you smug Mac fanboys to do some fanboying.
Oh, please. But anyways, they got videos on here like Mojave experiments. Facts. 94% of respondents rated Mojave higher than what they rated Windows Vista before the demo. 0% rated it lower. 140 respondents polled. Types of users, 84% were XP, 22% Mac users, 14% other Windows, and 1% Linux users.
Nobody likes Linux, except for Mike.
Why not? What's wrong with Linux?
I don't know. I just prefer Windows.
And then they have this thing that says you can't please everyone.
Windows Mojave really is Windows Vista.
What?
But why is it faster?
What?
That's what happens on the Mojave site when you click you can't please everyone. A guy was not upset and he said it's not Windows Vista. And he says, why is it faster?
I don't get it.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And then they got a whole bunch of videos down here like making DVDs. Windows. Create a DVD movie.
Turn your photos and videos into exciting DVD movies.
Can you stop playing these videos? Because they're annoying.
But just watch it.
No, I will later, but we're doing this show now, and it is entirely the time nor the place.
I wish I could show video, you know?
Yeah, well, we should have a video podcast with our faces. Shane's too scared to do that.
I'll do that. Just have to pay me first.
I'm not paying you to show your face.
So I don't know, I just kind of get a huge laugh out of this because, well, basically they're just starting to market Vista 2 years later, or two years later than when it came out, but really it's the same sort of operating system and people's opinions have been swayed one way or another, but hopefully this will do something to change opinions about it. But I don't know, I just find it funny that all these people really did not notice that it was Windows Vista. So.
Okay, and enough Mac fanboyism for one week.
That's not Mac fanboyism.
Anything to make you shut up?
No.
Can
you read the next one?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Do I really have to? Yes. I mean, really. Okay, I will read the next one. Can Congress tweet? Should bloggers care? A political spat erupted in Washington, D.C. earlier this month over rules governing how members of Congress may use the Internet. House Republicans argued that proposed changes to the rules amounted to new government censorship of the Internet, while Democrats said the changes were exaggerated. Whichever side is right or wrong, the fact remains that current rules governing official communications prohibit members of Congress from using video sharing or social networking sites like YouTube, Flickr, or Facebook. As a result, many House members, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, I guess that means Democratic California, or Democrat California, mm-hmm. are currently in violation of the rules. I don't see why it should, but I mean, as long as you aren't putting today we discussed and we, you know, as long as you aren't publishing sensitive information, I don't see why it should be a problem.
But there should be no problem because this is actually all broadcast on a national TV channel.
Oh, well, you know, some people have... Yeah, exactly. So if there is no sensitive information being lied by these people, what's the issue?
Yeah, exactly. That's just like, do they show the House of Commons in England there on TV?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, Yeah.
They show Prime Minister's Questions.
They do that here too, and
except nobody watches because nobody cares about Stephen Harper and how he's messing over your country.
Whenever I'm whenever there's nothing else on, or I'm not on the computer and I need to watch something on TV, I'll watch that. It's good fun watching them fight.
How is Stephen Harper messing up your country?
Oh, he's not so far. He's actually doing pretty good.
It's your fault you voted for him.
And all of Alberta and all of the other rest of the provinces, you know? But anyways, I just think that this sort of thing should be allowed because, quite frankly, people are going to get it one way or another, and it's just the national government scared of what's going to happen when they release control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jay.
So, I don't know. Just interesting. You guys just take a read through this. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Microsoft shifts services into the car. Starts with live search. Microsoft has decided that the next thing for your automobile is search. The software giant announced it will be expanding its automotive business unit, ABU, to include services in addition to software. Adding services to existing software solutions is part of a much recent and much broader Microsoft effort. But that's mostly been focused on Windows and Windows Live. The first automotive service is Microsoft Live Search for Devices, LS4D, which allows partners to develop web search applications for in-vehicle use. What do you think?
So I'm guessing these are going to be for passengers only.
Yeah, probably.
Or to you go can't really imagine your,
GPS unit or something in the dashboard, you know? But
yeah, because you can imagine, if you did that while you were driving, you would probably crash.
Uh-huh.
And probably get sent to, you'd probably get done for dangerous driving for it. Yeah. Or, and they'd introduce a new traffic law where you could be fined if you were caught driving while surfing the internet. What were you arrested for? I was arrested for driving while Googling the stuff.
But it would be Microsoft search.
Oh, sooner or later Google are going to get in on it.
Yeah. Basically, the way I see this going is they're going to use this search and tie it in with GPS units. So if you're driving down a street, it will
say, can track where you are.
Yeah, exactly. It'll say, oh, there's a McDonald's or a Starbucks or something. But you get the idea coming up.
No, I'm saying the government's going to be able to track your location.
300 meters on the left. So maybe it's a good time to go get a coffee or a snack.
The government's going to be able to know where you are.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
But what if you're going to the Star Trek convention? Do you want them to know that?
I don't care. It's not illegal.
Yeah, it is.
That's not.
At least if I was in charge of the country, it would be. I'd put you all in jail, you dirty Trekkies.
Okay. Anyways, yes. I just think that this is somewhat another, doesn't it sort of appear to you that Microsoft might be biting off more than it can chew with the gaming and live services and now cars, you know?
Not really. I think Microsoft, the sort of business, they're always going to expand and try to, do as much as they can do.
Yeah, but it really hasn't worked since the late 90s, has it?
I don't think Apple has worked either, but they keep going at it and people keep kissing Steve Jobs' ass. I mean, what do Apple do? They bring out smaller laptops and the next generation of iPods. When's the last time Apple actually had a real innovative idea? A long, long time ago.
That's, last year, the iPhone.
Oh, the iPhone, wow.
And
you know, it's really difficult. Let's take a mobile phone and let's put an iPod on it. That's real innovative.
No, not including that. It's like the touch screen and multi-touch and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Well done. So they took all the good features that other people have come up with for phones and they added an iPod on. And that's supposed to be Apple could do. Disgusts me. Apple, frankly, I think Apple fanboys are below pedophiles.
You know,
on the ring.
You brought up the Mac stuff today in this piece of tech news. I was
perfectly
willing to leave it behind.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, sure
No, you weren't. You've been itching to talk about it.
I was just pointing out that Microsoft has been trying to do this, and they keep biting off more than they can chew. And
look
at the marketing nightmare with Vista.
Every time you get knocked down, you get back up again, don't you?
Sure.
You don't just sit on the floor.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Sit on the floor?
No, you're supposed to get up. Anyways, we should move on to rants now, you know?
You want me to do the first rant?
Sure.
Okay, I will do the first. That means I've got to do... There's only two. Yes, there's only two.
There's only two.
Level 3 treasure trails. Treasure fails, more like. Wow. This person made it funny. Anyway, yes, this rant is really... nothing new. But I find myself on the receiving end of a lot of terrible rewards in the past couple of days. So I felt the need to get it off my chest and offer a solution. My basic gripe comes with my own interpretation of treasure. To me, the following cannot possibly be considered as level 3 treasure. Flat packs, simple garbage, and have absolutely zero space and treasure to a reward screen. Maybe useful for one use, but then what to do with second opulent table, or third in my case. Grats on virtually killing the construction skill, by the way. Black Dragonhide, pointless. The world and his wife can easily get their hands on this stuff, simply not treasures. Lobsters, low-end food, I could understand their inclusion in level 1 scrolls, but seriously, no place for them in level 3s. Coins, you must be joking. Gnome lighters, either give them a valid use or cast them to the fail bin. Magic, short longbows, yes, because there aren't over 100,000 people who can fletch you one of those if you ever needed them to anyway. What do I propose? Well, certainly not the increase of treasure trail item rewards. That would only ruin the trails even further. What I ask for is to remove the above-mentioned garbage and replace them with raw materials. Yes, you heard me, raw materials. Unfinished potions, potions, seconds, bowstrings, unstrung bows, ores, uncuts, raw food, molten glass, the possibilities are endless. If you're going to get a so-called unprofitable reward, then at least allow us to use it for ourselves rather than having it stagnate in our banks looking like some pathetic mini IKEA. Notes, the plant rewards are good, leave them be. Two, I remember getting 20 noted super energies a long time ago. Has such a reward been removed? If so, why? Yeah, I think this person has a generally good idea. I mean, the pointless reward should be replaced with things people might actually be able to use.
Mm-hmm. The pathetic mini IKEA point is valid too, you know?
Yeah.
All this furniture that you bring in.
Yeah, flat packs are pointless, yeah.
Maybe somebody needs to start an IKEA of RuneScape, you know?
Oh, God. How long before Jagex brings out a store that sells flat packs?
It could be a giant eye on the world map, you know?
Yes, interesting. Quite. Yeah.
But yeah, this is a good point, because if you add more items in, chances only goes down. So the only chance is to remove the garbage one. And this is a good rant, I do have to say so myself. What about you? Do you like it?
Yes, I said I do like it. I think it's a good idea.
Good job. Good job, Brad Lee.
They're treating me like a retarded child. Good job, good job.
I didn't do that. What? Hello, welcome to my rant. I am player name removed, and I don't usually rant about things, but I feel I must. This is a very important issue, highly constipated by Jagex, but yet they took the wrong path. Read on. Oh, I mean, contemplated. I don't know where constipated came from.
Nice reading skills, Shane. Shane's constipated.
No. Let's say a rich level 80 buys a Ceridoman sword. All his RS life savings go toward that sword. When people see it, they no longer think, wow, a Ceridoman sword, what a lucky guy. Instead, they think, meh, someone loaned it. I know you think that too, because so do I. No longer can a rich low level or even sometimes a high level pride themselves with having an item and the money. Nope, item lending has destroyed our credibility. The very foundation RuneScape was made on was having to achieve the highest and the impossible. When you saw an Armadale Godsword, you marveled because that person had to work their butt off to get that. Now, the person who once was a mighty figure with a high Godsword, wreaking havoc on people in Clan Wars, is now simply another person who could have simply borrowed it. Don't tell me. Why don't you ask them why? Because I'm not walking around when somebody is bragging. I'm talking about your subconscious. I'm talking about as you walk by them in Varrock Square and you envy them. You don't talk to them. Your subconscious feels the want to get that sword. Now, a different feeling occupies my subconscious, somewhat like the shake of the head. Nobody wants to be weak. We all know that. It's in our human nature to take advantage of every opportunity we can, even at high cost. When someone goes to the Chaos Elemental, do they take A, a Dragon Scimitar, B, a Dragon Dagger P++, C, a borrowed Armadale Godsword? What do you think? Yes, indeed. RuneScape's Golden Age did not end with the fall of PKing, but with the fall of Determination and the rise of Item Lending. Thank you.
This guy seems like a little bit of a drama queen to me.
Yes.
A little bit of a, and he seems to be used a bit like, you know, it's in our human nature. Who gives a shit? I don't see the big problem with this. I mean,
you could have done it before the trading thing, you know?
Yeah, you could have just borrowed it from your friend.
From friends before. Like, it's not really that much of a big deal. Like, granted, people can get stuff easier now from strangers. That's what I don't like. But you, if you had the friends with it, you could do this before, you know? So I really don't see what the problem is.
Nor do I.
I don't know. This guy seems that he was talking a little... He was trying to be philosophical about it, I think. And I think when you try and be philosophical about something, it ends up backfiring. You just have to be philosophical naturally. You know what I mean?
Especially since it's a game. Yes. I was going to put another adjective before there, but I didn't. I managed to control myself.
Good.
Anyway.
Good. So, I don't know. Item landing isn't the problem. It's basically the resurgence of something we forgot that happened before this whole update, and being that you could easily before, like, borrow stuff from friends, and it's back now. But this is the prime example. The more things change, the more they stay the same with item
but
landing.
Whereas before, shut up, that doesn't apply. Whereas before it was unmoderated, I mean, you had to trust your friend. Now it's controlled. You can't scam anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why strangers will be doing it more often, you know?
So little has changed. It's simply
a more
better.
Trustworthy.
It's more secure, yes.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why this person is bitching, I don't know, but I think they should shut the hell up and go make me a sandwich.
Okay. It's late, so I don't think you should eat before you go to bed.
You're not my dad.
Go to bed, Bradley.
You are not my father.
Okay.
No, this is the bit where you go, yes, I am, and then there's that big revelation.
I'm not your father.
Yeah, you are.
No. Anyways, yeah, that's it for rants. First one was good, second one not so much. On to some other things. Yeah.
Some other things.
What were you going to say about the second rant?
The second rant was written by an idiot. There we go.
Okay.
Other things.
First one, no contest winner. No contest winner. We got two entries.
I told you the events crew was going to fall flat on their face.
No, it's both of... It's not the events crew. I planned this topic. No. I don't see how the events crew...
So you take full responsibility for this contest failing?
No, I take full responsibility... for it failing because nobody wants to enter in and do some work to come on the show.
It was the events crew.
No, it was my idea.
Next.
Just spin it with the events crew. Anyways, as I was saying, there were two entries. One of them was not valid because it was sent in by email, so that's not valid. The second one was entered by Connor, who originally was not events crew when he did it, but now he is, so technically he can't win that. So, yeah. That's why we have no contest winner. And quite frankly, based on this performance, I wouldn't expect to see another contest to get on the show until later this year, if not November or December. Next question. As you like to call him, Brad?
Next point.
Skill of the month. July 1's going to end tonight. Basically, everybody appears to have quit. Lance gained 5.1 million mining XP this month. I think it's safe to say that he's got this one in the bag, seeing as that the second person, Connor, is 4 million XP behind him. So, congratulations, Lance. Oh, and cooking is going to start tonight, or midnight, or will have already started by the time you guys are hearing this. The cooking skill of the month. You want to enter,
that's
Brad?
No, because somebody's going to no-life that and get like 10 million experience.
Yes. I'm betting that we're going to see at least 4 or 5 99s this month in the cooking skill of the month.
So it'll be one of those boring months that basically somebody with the most money and wins. It's not like it takes
time
a lot of...
wins. So yeah, it's not like a primary one like...
Everybody's
mining.
On summer. Everybody's got time.
So why don't you enter then?
Because I'm not interested. I'd rather kill myself than enter that competition.
Okay, thank you. Now you want to go to the forums.rsbnb.com and take a look there. Maybe sign up. Compete in future skill of the month. What do you think? I don't know. Maybe.
Yes. Do it. That. Brad says.
Yeah.
Do
and
it.
And also you want to sign up because we're going to be starting another kind of weekly, monthly gaming type of thing that you will need to sign up for and be an active member. Basically,
active.
It's gonna be the Team BNB thing. It's basically gonna be like a book club except for gaming.
Wow.
Yeah, I call it like a book club because you only come to however many you want, and there's no requirements.
No, but
to
at a book club,
so
don't they review a book? So do we gather once a month to review games? That's a bit of a misleading analogy.
No, I mean we gather weekly to play games and stuff.
We gather weekly to kick Shane's ass.
Actually,
I'm not sure
no.
why I'm saying we, because I'm not sure whether I'm going to bother joining.
Yeah, that's a good point. And just for the record, in the last Call of Duty event, I was not last. Our darling Creepy was last at 0-7 on one map. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because apparently I kept stealing his kills.
Why?
So.
Okay.
I wasn't last. So.
And did you have to put up with all the annoying squeakers?
Actually, no, there weren't that many at that event, at the Xbox event. The Halo events are worse.
Good.
So what have you been up to this week?
I went to see The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Nothing else that is notable or of interest to anyone.
Okay. How's your car?
Shut up, for God's sake. No, I shouldn't have told you that. You're an idiot and
Why?
I hate you. Just move.
What's wrong with
what
it?
Have you been doing? What have you been doing this week?
So you haven't done any, like, gaming or anything? Like, no Xbox or World of Warcraft?
I've been on the Xbox a bit. No, not really.
Playing what?
Just games. I don't know. Shut up.
Okay,
stop
Brad,
asking me anyway. You answer this question.
Yeah,
I'm
you
tired.
See, there we go again. That's Brad being Brad being antisocial.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. Go away.
What have I been doing? I haven't been doing much on RuneScape. I've been doing some Xbox stuff, and I've been working on RuneWire. That's what I've been doing most of my time. I've been trying to do some fire making, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go for 99 or what I'm going to do with it. But basically, fire making, farming, Call of Duty, and RuneWire. That's what I've been doing recently. So I think that's all we got for this week. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I think we are done then. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.